Kamal Muzawak is a chef and founder of Souk El Tayab, the first farmers market in Beirut, with a mission of uniting the Lebanon's disparate communities around food. But the venture has become much more than that, growing to include festivals, school projects, a boutique food shop, and Tawlet, a kitchen where every day a different producer or cook prepares a traditional meal from their region. Kamal returned to Ireland last week, cooking up a Middle Eastern storm at Galway's Ard Beer and at Dublin's Cake Cafe. On his previous visit, Culture File's Caroline Hennessy dished the tabbouleh.
Tabbouleh. I adore tabbouleh.
With the man they call, or at least we call, the thinking woman's Ottolenghi.
Souk El Tayab was founded in 2004 as a weekly farmer's market, a producers-only market. It was bringing different producers from different Lebanese regions, different belongings, different religions and different politics. It was bringing small-scale producers from their rural areas to urban centers, mainly Beirut, the capital Beirut, where there's a demand and the purchasing power. It was not just about buying good food. It was more about like meeting the producers themselves, the people who are behind agriculture and food production. So to understand that agriculture and food production is not just like something you buy on a supermarket shelf, but it's something that someone planted in his garden or cooked in his kitchen. And if each one of us cannot, you know, go back to kitchen or garden, at least have a direct contact with the producers themselves.
You really are putting a human face on the food that people eat.
It's definitely about not only a human face, as I said, it's about human development, and it's about, you know, giving recognition and a better economical income to the producers themselves, because they are the ones who are really perpetuating our history and tradition through a very simple thing that is food. Tradition is not a book you read. Tradition is, you know, expressed in many ways through architecture, music, dance, costume. Like, all different expressions of tradition are nearly lost, but the food itself, you can see every people have perpetuating and saving really their food. Whenever people, you know, like there are 5 million Lebanese in Lebanon, 15 million abroad, they only took with them tabbouleh and kibbeh, which are our traditional food. Italian took with them pizza and pasta. Before perpetuating, saving or taking with them any other expression of their identity, it's definitely their food. And I'm sure Irish people around the world did the same too.
Bacon and cabbage travelled far away. But I think it is a very important point, because no matter where you are in the world, you can recapture your identity and give yourself literally a taste of home by making the dishes that remind you of the place that you came from.
Well, home is definitely a taste of home, and this is why people try to save. It's definitely about eating local wherever you are, but people try always like to save a part of themselves and their histories and their traditions through the food they prepare. And this is mainly how we see all what we're doing. Like, it's first about, you know, like building a national identity, bringing different people in a country like Lebanon. Lebanon is a very small country. It's 200 kilometers long along the Mediterranean coast and 50 kilometers large. So it's like not more than 10,000 square kilometers, apparently not bigger than Cork County alone. And in this place, there are more than 5 million people living. So there are many. Lebanon is a country of paradox and differences and diversity. It's a place where Muslim and Christian live together. People of the sea, people of the mountain live together. People of, you know, like Western influence or Eastern influence. So it's really a very mixed pot. If you have a cake made, you cannot make a cake from flour and flour. You have to make a cake from many different ingredients. If you combine them well, you'll have a wonderful cake. If you combine them badly, you'll have a catastrophe, like a war, you know. So it's how to use this diversity and, you know, use it as wealth rather than a problem. It's not about conflict resolution, because conflict resolution means let's see what the conflict is and we're going to resolve it. We said, okay, let's keep it as is. We're not going to change the world now. But let's put conflicts aside for a while and see if we have like a common ground, like some similarities between us. And we noticed straight away that there is a huge difference between regional cuisine in Lebanon You have like the coastal plains, and you have the high mountains, and you have like continental plain, like the Bekaa Valley. So you have, and you have a very big difference between north and south too. So there's a big regional difference, but within each region, Christian and Muslim will eat completely the same way. So it's definitely what these people would be sharing together. And some, you know, dishes or some cakes, you know, like ma'mul, are used for Easter for Christian and for Eid al-Kabir for Muslim. So how we use like the same cuisine and the same tradition for different feasts. You know, the land, agriculture, and the cuisine, I think, are beyond religious beliefs, are beyond politics. Like, it's just a land, what this land is giving you as of treasures, and what as a man and what your history and your present did of what you have. So this is how we see it. It's not just, you know, about, like, a foodies project. It's really about an identity.
What would be your own favorite Lebanese dish?
Tabbouleh. Usually you have two kinds of dishes. Either it is like you can see ingredients separate, like in a salad, and you can take out the tomato from the salad easily. You see them and you can separate them easily. Or it's more like a pureed dish or like a cooked dish, you know, where you cannot take one piece from another. And tabbouleh is like you see the different ingredients. You see the parsley and the mint and the burgul and the tomato. You see them very distinctly in this mix, you know, but you cannot take out one from the rest, you know, as they are so mixed together. Tabbouleh is like Lebanon. Lebanon is so diverse and mixed. You see the differences between the one and the other, but you cannot separate one from the other. When you take off one part, it will not be a tabbouleh or it will not be Lebanon anymore.
Kamal Muzawak there, and you can find out more about his Souk El Tayab at soukeltayab.com. That's SOUKELTAYEB.com.